We're up to Daf Nun Vav and Alam Zeta Brachas. These are the longest blot in Shas. All of these pages here. Okay, this is all about dreams. We're learning about the potent dreams. And the last thing we learned was that at night, generally, you dream what you think about during the day. So you'll never think about a golden palm tree. And you're never going to think about a pila, the aisle, bekupa de machti. You won't think about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. So based on that, the Gemara tells a number of stories. The very first word. And now nun vav amar alef says the Gemara. Amar the case of Beshua Chananya. The king said to Beshua Chananya, "Amari to the Chachmito." They say you're clever. Amali my chazim chalmoi. Tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. Amali says, "Chaziz the mashkelor parsoi." What you're going to see is that the parsoi, a nation over there, they are going to take over, and they're going to enslave you. V'garbi bach. They're going to use you. V'roye bach. They're going to make you become a shepherd. And shakti b'm. What is it? And they're shakti bechutra the dava, and they're gonna make you work with a golden stick over there. So basically, they're gonna turn you into a slave. Hidu kula yoima all day long. That's all they could think about. He got scared. Well, urte chaza at night. That's exactly what he dreamt about. Because exactly what we said in Gemara before. Exactly. Omer l'shem malka l'shemu. Omer malka l'shemu. Amrit l'chachmitu tov. They tell me that you are very smart. Emily, my chazir chamo, we're going to see tonight. Omer l'chazir chazir chamoi. You're going to see that the Romans will come. B'shavu loch. They'll kidnap you, take you captive. B'tochni boch kashi yosu b'lechai d'dava. They're going to make you, force you to use a golden mill to crush the wheat. He did kula yoima all day. The spectacle was in his mind. Lur to chaza at night. He saw that. Now the Gemara start talking about a guy called Bar Hedya, who used to interpret dreams. And we had yesterday that hakol hedach achar peh. It all depends on how you interpret it. And it's a difficult Gemara to understand. And unfortunately, I have a hard time understanding the Rava's behavior in this Gemara. But basically, Bar Rava dreamt the same dreams. And they went to interpret, and one of them paid Bar Hedya, so he interpreted in the proper way. One of them did not pay, and he interpreted a bad way, and the dreams were fulfilled one after another. And the question is why Rava didn't learn his lesson after one or two or three times, after he lost his wife and everything else. Pay the guy a penny, pay him something. Or stop going to him. What are you going to him for? Yesterday we learned that a dream without interpretation is like a letter that isn't read. Safer. Says the Gemara, he used to interpret dreams. Have you minded Yovel Agra? If you gave him money, he interpreted in a good way. If he didn't give him money, Mefashle Gerusa, a bad way. Actually, it could be what the Gemara is trying to say here. We learned yesterday that a tzaddik doesn't have good dreams, and so on. But then we say he doesn't have bad dreams either. So he has like neutral dreams. And here we want to bring it either. They both dreamed exactly the same thing. So the dream itself was very positive. It was the interpretation that turned it one way or another. So it wasn't a bad dream, and it wasn't a good dream. It was part of it. But you can say it either way. It wasn't. So Gemara said, for example. So what happens? What, if you didn't pay him, he didn't interpret it properly. So he interpreted in a bad way. They both saw the same dream. Abaye gave money. And the only way to learn the pashas is that Rava did not go together with Abaye. Because after a couple of times, he should have learned. Amrilei, so they said to him separately, Akrin v'chalmin, I saw a pasuk in my dream, and the pasuk said, Shorcha tevorenecha, your shor will be slaughtered in front of your eyes, but you won't eat from it. You won't eat from it. L'rav amalei, pasuk askecha, your business is coming to an end, v'lehan l'mechom utalibo, you won't be able to eat, you'll lose your appetite because you're so depressed. L'bay amalei, mar v'chaskecha, you'll be so successful in business, you won't even be interested in eating it. You're full with the money that you made, the business you're doing. You have no appetite for eating. Same dream, totally different interpretation. Amelie, they told him another time, Akrinan. Yeah, but it's exactly the opposite. So in other words, the dream itself is part of it. You can turn around, and this is what I think why you want to bring this whole story is to prove that point. I didn't say it in the course of that, but B'chayda, to prove that point, that tzaddikim don't have good dreams or bad dreams. It's part of the dreams. Another one. Akin, we saw a pasuk. The pasuk says, Boni, you'll have children, but they won't be to you, they'll be all kidnapped. This is Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, about five lines above the wide lines. Talking about different dreams, and they went to an interpreter. Abai used to pay the guy, Rava didn't pay the guy. Rava Amalei Kivishusa. Rava, he said, you'll be kidnapped. Labai Amalei Bincha Ubinoscha Nefishi. You'll have a lot of sons and daughters. Uminsev and Bincha La Alma, and your daughters will get married to straight. You'll have a lot of sons in law. Umedamian Ba'apcha, and you will treat it Kidiko Aslan Bishir as if they were kidnapped by other families, because you don't see them anymore. They're always with other family. Akari, and then that's from another passage. You shouldn't belong to another nation. Labai, very interesting what it says here. Labai Amalein, he says, you know what it means? I told you before, you have a lot of sons and daughters. At Omer, you have a big argument with your wife. You're going to say, Lekrevach, let's marry our kids to my family. He Omer, Lekrevach. She said, no, let's marry my family. The better. But Achfulach, and she will win you, she will force you. The Yahavid line Lekreva, and you're going to marry your kids to her family. The Havikamach, and you're going to consider like a strange nation. You may be arguing the right that those are your cousins, not my cousins. They're your relatives. So leave. This is the good interpretation, because that's not really bad. Yes, it's you have Shaduchim, it's cousins and family. It's a good thing because you'd rather have your own family. It's not a bad thing. But the Rava, look how he touches the Rava. The Visu Shchive, your wife will die. Va'osu Baneo Benesel, they eat Sachrit. When you marry a second wife, the most difficult thing is the kids to learn how to relate to the new mother. So that's what it means. Sorry? No, your wife will die. That's bad news. That the father has a new wife, and the young kids have a hard time adjusting. They told him, we saw in the go eat your bread with simcha. Great pasuk, yeah. How can you turn that around and drink with a good heart? So it says here, you'll have a success. You will eat, you will drink, and you will learn. You will learn in a good mood because else is good. You're going to lose your whole business. You will shecht, you won't eat, you won't drink, and you will learn chumish. Why? You will learn chumish in order to remove or to forget your tzaddis. So you throw yourself, immerse yourself in your svarim, in your books, so you can forget all the tzaddis. And that's what it means, that's how you get to simcha. Your simcha is going to be not by eating and drinking, your simcha will be is by focusing on other things and forgetting all the tzaddis that you have. Okay, in the next passage it says, you're going to have a lot of zera. Again, these are all good psukim now. I will have a great seed. The beginning of the pasuk, which is you'll have a great farms and everything else will be very successful. At the end, it says in the pasuk, if you only gather a little bit, because the locusts will consume it. So the Rava says you dreamt the whole pasuk. Tabai said the main focus on the first part of the pasuk. You'll do well. To Rava said the main focus on the locusts that are going to gobble it up. Akrinya, another pasuk where it says you'll have olives in all your borders, but then it says but oil you will not pour. Labai amalei mereisha. The main part of the pasuk is the beginning. You'll have a lot of oil. And the Rava amalei mereisha that you won't, however, extract the oil from the olives. Akrinya, they said we saw. He said, you'll have a great name, the Reish Masif to have it. So, everyone's going to hear, Abaye, whoa, Abaye, I heard. Your fear, everyone will be overawed and in awe of you. Rabbi said to him, you know what it means, that Bedaina the Malk Idber, the treasure of the king, will be destroyed. And umitafeset beganve, and they are going to capture you and arrest you, accusing you of being the ganif. And everyone will say, wow, if Rava, who definitely is innocent, that can be accused of breaking into the treasury house. And in fact, the following day, itber bedaine malku, they broke the treasury, and they arrested Rava. If that happened the following day, why would Rava go back to him again? So the following day can mean a year later, 2 years later, as others want to say, that all the events didn't. Remember, we had yesterday 22 years it takes for a dream sometimes to come to fruition, to eventuate. So maybe this happened many years later. First, all of these dreams, he told them the interpretations, and Rava was a cynic, didn't believe anything, so that's why he was actually teasing him, telling him, let's see how, and even the good psukim, let's see how you can turn it around, which he did a very good job at. And Abaye believed him. That's why Abaye paid him. Rava didn't pay him because didn't believe him. He said nonsense. Because it doesn't say any pasuk anywhere that a dream goes according to interpretation, until you'll soon see. Amla, then he started telling him, we saw events in our dream, nothing to do with the pasuk. We saw, for example, amazing that Abaye and Rava both continued to having exactly the same dream. They were such good friends that they shared dreams. But look at the dreams. Okay. Maybe. But we told yesterday that the Mashal are three kinds of dreams. Those dreams that you dream about because you thought during the day are not what the Gemara says that will be mukui. Those are just your brain fluttering. The malach, the shade, or the good one is the other dreams that you didn't think about during the day, but they're normal. When they said that you don't think about the day, it doesn't happen, is crazy things like a palm tree made out of gold, or that you're going to work with on a golden mill. You know, these are things that you'll never think about. We saw a lettuce al pumdani. We saw a barrel of wine and a lettuce head sitting on top of it. Is Labai Amalei Labai? He said, "What does that mean? That if Ashka Kechasa, we have plentiful abundant like all these leaves of a lettuce. L'Rav Amalei Marir Ashka Kechasa, he will be bitter. Remember, our lettuce starts off sweet and ends up bitter, like what we eat lettuce for Pesach. Amalei, they then said to him, Chazan Bisra al pumdina. We saw meat on top of the barrel. Labai Amalei Basim Chamrcha, that your wine will be so good, and also kuliamul mizan bisa v'chamer minach. Everyone will come to buy from you, not just your wine, but all your other goods that you're selling. But you'll be good seichel. Rav amalei tokiv chamerach, your wine will be so sour. But also kuliamul mizan bisa lemechbe. They'll all go and eat meat to take away the terrible taste of the wine. Not very good, is it? Okay. Amalei, and Rav kept on going back. You imagine? He kept on going back. Amalei, Chazan, Chavisa, I saw a barrel, unless it's all one conversation they had. And one day he came out and said, I'll tell you all my dreams. Chazan, Chavisa, I saw a barrel that Tali Badikla was hanging from a palm tree. Labai, Amalei, Abai, he said, Midli is Kakadikla. It will be lifted like this palm tree, which is raised high. A palm tree is very tall. The Rav Amalei, Choli is Katan, it will be so sweet your wine like a palm tree. Who could drink very sweet wine? The Malaga, the Saturn, who could drink that today? I can't imagine we once upon a time did drink it.
Bestseller.
Is it?
10 to 1.
You're kidding.
10 bottles of sacramental wine for every one bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Well, I haven't bought a bottle like that since I was, I can't remember. Amnilei said to him, Chazan, we saw a pomegranate, the kotchi that was over there, pumdon was sitting again on top of a barrel. Labai Amalei, Oshik Kuromina. You can multiply like the seeds in the pomegranates and good. The Rav Amalei, and to Ravi said that Kovi Oskach, that will come sour, Kuromina. Everybody's going to hate it. I'm not a pomegranate, it's so sour, acidy. Because I buy it paid. You pay, you get what you pay for. You pay like monkeys, you get monkeys. You get peanuts, exactly. What the word is. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know. He's saying like acidity or sour. Amrilei, Chazan, we saw a chavisa barreled and roughly fell into a pit. Labai, Amrilei, mid by Yiskach, that everybody will want to do business with you. Kedama, there's a famous saying, Nofal pita bebida, Velo Yishtakach, that is, Parnosa fell into the beer and you cannot find, in other words, there's so much coming. Larov, Amrilei, Pasidas, you can lose your Parnosa, Veshadil bebida, everyone can toss it away in the pit. Whatever they buy from you, let's toss it in the bin. I'm in the bin, in the pit. Amrilei, Chazan, we saw a donkey, the Kayaism, was standing next to our head, Venoyer, and it was over there braying. Labai Amalei, Malka Havit, you'll become a Rosh Hashiva, you'll have a guy who'll bray. You'll have this donkey standing by your head, that's Yamoida, and he's going to speak loud what you say. And on the other hand, L'Rova Amalei, Petach Hamoi, Rava, he said, you know what it means? Now, this is the only one thing that he said that could have been tested straight away. He said that your tefillin, the letter, a letter from the word Petach Hamoed has been erased. I saw the tefillin there. In other words, the guy, you shouldn't put a vav in the chamoy, the word chamoy. Some of the chamoy is called ches mem vav rei, some without. It should have been there. The sefer put it in by mistake, and then he realized he erased it. They ask you not to erase. So it's talking about he didn't make the reis yet. If you didn't make the reis yet, you can erase.
Interpret a dream, but this is already dabbling in Ruach HaKodesh. I know how your tefillin were written and there was something erased.
Yeah, this is the only one that's real. You can test it straight away. Everything else, you have to wait and see what happens. So I don't know. Yeah. L'soif ozer rovo l'chud l'gabei. And the rovo himself went to him. That sounds like for me, until now he went with Abaye together. Or it means he didn't go to the bay together, but now he had his dream that Rabbi didn't share with him, the same dream. Rabbi went to him alone. Amalei chazoi dosha, but I saw the outside door of my house falling apart. Amalei ishtecha shachva, your wife will die. Obviously, it's not the same wife as before. It must be another wife. We'll soon see. He married also the daughter of Chizna. I saw that my moles and my teeth are falling out of my mouth. Your kids will die. We had in Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Shabbos that you're allowed to fast for tiny cholim, and it gives you, even on Shabbos, if you have these terrible nightmares, and one of them is if your teeth fall out of your mouth and your molar. Why? Because here it says it's a sign that Nebuchadnezzar, your kids will pass away. So therefore, you can fast. I saw Tati, you're in the park. I saw two doves that are flying away. You're going to divorce two wives. Well, we didn't have a good record. Two wives passed away. Two wives divorced. And he's still. We know that. You'll soon see in a minute. Omele Chazoy, I saw today Gargal. We did lift. I saw two heads of turnips. And Limor doesn't like turnips.
Oh, we had a couple of
days. Yeah,
ago.
Terrible.
Exactly.
And imagine dreaming about it. Omele today Kulpin Balat. You're going to get hit with two sticks. Okay. Also, Rav went to Huyen one day, or that day, sounds like. The Yosef Bey Medrasha, he sat in Beis Medrash, Kulu Yemen, to learn. Ashken, he found Hani Trey Sagi Noher, two blind people. David Kemenatzi Medrasha, two blind people were arguing with each other. Also, Rav Lefrukini, Rav went to separate them. Umachul Rav, they started to hit Rav with their sticks. Now, they were blind, you could have just walked away, whatever. Today, they hit him twice. Each one, I guess, hit him once with a stick. Dolu lemechvachi, they both picked up a stick, hit him a second time. So, no, it was before. Omar, he said, Mistai Gnug, Trein Chazoy. In the dream, we only said I'm going to get hit twice. So, you can't hit me again. Lusayf Osarov, look at this. The Yov La'ak. Rava, fine, give some money here.
The horse is vaulted.
How do you explain this whole Gemara? Very difficult to understand.
And despite all of this, Abaye Rava Halachakara? Except for six times.
When it comes to business, Abaye was a chaver man.
I'm saying Abaye, he looks like the glicklicher. Everything goes good for him. Everything's fine. Good. The halach is like Rabbi.
We had a few places in Gemara. Rabbi used to be rich, then became poor, then became rich again. He had a hard time. Amalei Chazoy, Abaye was a shiva. Rabbi took over Abaye's Rosh Hashiva position after Abaye. Amalei, he paid. Amalei Chazoy, I saw Ashis and I saw the wall fall in. Now this is, it sounds like a bad dream. No walls. You're gonna have panasa, but no walls. Unlimited. I saw that Abaye's palace is gonna fall down. The kasin afka be covered by dust. Abaye will pass away. And his whole yeshiva will come to you to learn to you. Suddenly things are turning around.
That's my schmear.
That's exactly. Amalei Chazoy Avdan did enough. I saw that my own palace, my own house is going to fall apart. The Osi Kulian, everybody came. Shokil Levin Nosin, everybody came and stole my bricks, took brick by brick. Amalei Shmaiticha Mevadim Alma, your Gemaras, your Sugis will be spread all over the world. Amalei said, Chazoy, I saw the Avkadeshi, I saw my head split open. The Nosin making my brain spilled out. Now, that's hard to interpret in a good way. Amalei said, know what it means? He said, Udra mebeisadya. All it is that the cotton from your pillow, nafik, because your head sits on your pillow. Don't worry about it. All it means is that your pillow, your cushion is going to have, yeah, exactly, it's going to have feathers all over the place. Amalei Akra, I read, Halola mitzra.
Just as well he paid him with that one.
Exactly. Another, he had no one else left to die. Right? His kids never passed away. His wives have passed away and were divorced. What else does he have left? His business is shut down. Actually, where do you get money to pay the guy? Halala mitzra. Yeah, exactly. Halala. So what he said, I dreamt about halal, the Egyptian halal. There's two halals. There's a halal, which is Hayil Hashem Kitoiv, and then there's halal, which we halal. It's called Egyptian halal because we say it at night. Only halal we say at night. So halal mitzra. I dreamt about this halal. The Rebbe's capital. Omalei Nisa Misrach Shalom. When do you say halal? When the miracles. That means miracles are going to happen to you soon. Your life will be in danger and miracles are going to happen. Because Ozla Bahadeh Bahar, but they were traveling now together on a boat. Omar said, Barhedi said, one second. Bahadeh Gavad Misrach Shalom. This guy, something's going to happen to him. I don't know when, today, tomorrow, the day after, and this is going to happen. But this will happen to him. It won't happen to me. So why should I drown? Bahadeh the Kosolik. So he went off the boat. I said, I'm not hanging around Rava. So he believed in his own interpretations. Nofel Sifra Menei, his book, a book that he had with him, but Hedya fell down. Ashkei Rav, Rav found it. The Chazin saw David Kosseb, it was written, Kol Achaleim is Hochen Achrapeh. In other words, it was totally up to Bar Hedya, Rav's fate. Oh, my Russia!
I wonder which book this was. I
mean, it's his own private diary or something. He notes. There's no book. There's no notes. Oh, my Russia, bididach kaima. So Rava read the book. He turned to my head. You Russia, you had a choice. The tzart and kula high, and you made me so much sodas. So he says, kula mechinlach. Everything he did to me, I'm meichel to you. Sounds like even his own kids never passing away. It's a form of, maybe I did a vedas, I deserve it. One thing I'm not meichel to you is you took away from me the daughter of Rav Chizda, my wife, which I love so much, and she's a great tzaddikis. Yehei Rava, I wish the limsera who gavra did malchusa that the government should somehow or another capture you or arrest you. The loy merachmelo have no rachmanas on you. Okay. Now, Rava didn't interpret any dreams. He was a chassadik, and he can say things. Look at what it says here. Omer, my avid, so this guy, but he got scared. What should I do? Gimidi, there's a rule. The kill as chacham, I feel the chinami ba. The curse of a chacham, even if you don't deserve it, it'll happen, especially now. Choshkei Rava, especially Rava, who's a chassadik, especially me, that I do deserve it. Or maybe not. He never said I deserve it, because he felt he was right. You didn't give me money, you don't pay, you get nothing. The bedina kolite. Maybe he had a right to. There's two things. Rava, maybe he had a right to in his version. Amar Eikim veGolus. You know what? I'll go to Golus. I'll go in exile. Amar Golus mechaperes avnu. You go in exile and start life again. It's very difficult, especially when you're older. So therefore, that is mechaper all your avedis. Come Golber. I went to Rome. Ozel Yosef apischa derei Turzino. He sat there by the door, the entrance to the treasury, where they kept all the expensive stuff, silk and everything else. So what happened was. the Malka Reish Tuzin the Chazachama, the minister or whoever was in charge had a dream, and obviously he couldn't help himself, and people found out he knows how to interpret dreams. Ozel Chazoy Chalma, he went to my head and he said, I saw a dream. The Ayel Machtem Es Bersi, a needle went through my finger. I'm like, Havli Zuzah, pay me a dollar. Lo Yoyle, he said no. Lo Yomle Midi, he kept mum. Amale, then he said to him, Chazoy Dinova Tichle Betartes Boy, I saw that a nail went through my fingers. I'm like, have the zuza, pay me. Let me gave him nothing. He didn't want to give him. He said, "Mom, I'm like, chazoy, you know, for tichlu b'kul yoda." Now I see a worm crawling through my whole hand. Now he said right to him. He said, "You know what? You know what I mean? It's over. Not for tichlu b'kul shiroi. You have all this fancy silk in this treasure. The beginning was when we had the needle. That was when a couple of worms started to go in and eat it up, or moths. And now it's all gone. They ate up all the silk." Shami ben Malkum, the king heard that the silk, the expensive silk was all gobbled up. But ben Malkum, so he came to the Chaluza, he brought the Chaluza to him, the head of the treasury, he called Kotle, he killed him. And right before he killed him, Amalei, the guy said to him, Ano, Amai, Aisilahai, Amai, why are you killing me? Aisilahai, Daviyod, to bring this by the head, he knew from the beginning. Well, Amalei, he did it a free time because they won't pay me a stupid dollar. I saw the Barhedya, so the king brought Barhedya. I'm like, I'm to Zuz the dub because of your cheapskate, you Zuz. One buck. Chorvu Shirai, the Malka, all the silk that I have here, and the prince's robes, and the kingly robes, and the queen's robes, all got ruined. Kafisi, they tied him up. Remember, Rava said, no Rachmanis? They tied him to Rein Arzi, they took two cedar trees, they tied him to bow trees, the Chabola, with rope. Also, Chad Kari, the Chad Arzi, the Chad Kari, they bent the trees down. I guess the trees were a bit bendable, amenable, and they're malleable, and they bent the trees down, they tied into both trees, and then Vishadu Lechav, they cut open the ropes, and the trees snapped back, and his body was split in half. Adis Talik Reisha, his head was split in half. Ozo Kol Chad V'chad Kamarduta, each tree went back to its original place, V'id Stalik, and now he's split into two, V'nofa Betrein. So, on Rachmanus. Shol ben Dama ben Achoyshe Rabbi Shmuel, the nephew Rabbi Shmuel ben Dama asked Rabbi Shmuel, "Isi shnei lechai shenosher?" I saw my two over their cheeks that fell down. Amar shnei gdudi roim yotzu lechora. You know that two advisors of Rome wanted to harm you, but the mesu they fell out because they died. Good thing. Amar lebakapara the Rav. So bakapara said to Rebbe, "Raisi choit mi shenosher." I saw my nose fall down. I should not bring some of these down from nightmares. That what? Your anger went away from you. Because nose is when you get angry, the nose usually swells up and you breathe heavy. So that's gone. My two hands were cut off. I said, you don't have to work. You'll be very rich. I lost my legs. I'm walking from now on. You can afford to have your own horse. I saw that they said to me, "But other misses that you will die in the month of other Nisan. You'll never see the month of Nisan." Homilies. He said, you know what it means? It means that Ba'adrusa, other means Hadar. Nice. Ba'adrusa means says when you'll die with all this covered and everything else. But like, Asid de Nisoyan, and you will not come to any Nisan as Nisoyan. Any tests. I was pouring oil back into olives. It means you had a relationship with your mother. You came from your mother and then you had a relationship with her. I saw that I was swallowed up by a star. I grabbed the star away. By Yisrael, after you stole the Yid. Well, compared to the stars. I swallowed it. By Yisrael, Zavanti, you sold it for money. And then you ate up all the money. I saw that my eyes were kissing each other, that the bridge of my nose was disappeared. You had a relationship with your sister. Incest. I was kissing the moon. You had a relationship with a married woman. I saw that I was stepping on the shadow of a myrtle, of a hadas. Amalei, he said to him, Boal Naida Murasa, because you had a relation with a Naida Murasa. When a girl gets married, they used to throw these hadassim around, and the chuppah was made out of myrtles, and you just had a dream that you went into, and there was a girl was engaged to somebody else, you had the relation with her. I saw the shadow from above, but the original thing was underneath me. That when you have a relation with women, you do the opposite way you're supposed to. I saw a bunch of ravens hanging around my bed. Your wife also is not as a tzatzkala, just like you are, and she has many men in her lives. Then I saw this dove hanging around my bed. Women are compared to a dove, and you had relations with many women while you were married. I was holding on to two doves as they were flying away. In other words, I'm not letting them fly. You married two women, and you didn't give them a get. What an interesting life. But the thing is, he's not telling about the future. These are all things he's telling. These are telling me about your past. It's very different about Hedya. About Hedya was you know, giving him, you know, foreboding. This is what's going to happen. This is telling you, this is what you did. You'll soon see. Where are we? Amle Chazoi, I saw the Khalif Nebeya was peeling an egg. Amle Sheikh Vekom Shalachat. So he's saying, what? That you stole from dead people. Amale, so he said, Kulu Islam, every single thing you said about me is true. The women, everything is true. My mother, Abba Bamaha. Never stripped from a dead person the lesser, it didn't happen. Ad Hochi Hochi, in the meantime, Asi Hayitz, this woman came in, but Amrale, and she said to him, Hai Glima de Mechase de Gavra, you should know that this dress that you are wearing, or this garment you're wearing, the Gavra Plainu de Mesva Shlachti, I gave it to you, I stripped it off a dead person. That was everything in Bishmawa that was correct. That's right, he didn't even know. After all that, he continued. Okay, he says, that was all about the past. Now I had a dream, and I was told that your father left you behind an estate in the city of Kaputkaya. Kaputkaya, we mentioned sometimes in Kedusha and other places, Kaputkaya. The same Mitsunuki, he's talking to Rabbi Shmuel. I had a dream that Kaputkaya over there, and my father left an estate. Tell me, do you have an estate there? Did your father ever go to Kaputkaya? I'll tell you, the word Kaputkaya is not a geographical place. It's two words. Kofa, which means kshura, a beam in Greek. And Dikaya is Diko, which means I saw the 10 in Greek. The 10th beam in your house, your father hid money there. Zil Chosi, go coffee. The Reisha saw that she was full of money. Ozli went, asking, he found she was full of money. So this is the first thing he said about the future. You see a brunen, a well. In your dream, Roye Shalom is a sign that you're going to have peace in your life. Shenema had said, they found a be'er ma'im chaim. So you see a be'er what? A be'er is, sorry?
Spring.
See a spring, and they found it, and they didn't argue with the slaves of Melech then, because what? Because that's his own, so it's Shalom. And that's not much to tell you, means you find this a sign, you'll find Taylor. That is why we find that all the, that Yaakov, and Yitzchak, or Eliezer, and Moshe all found the Bashet by a Be'er. Because this is the Yesodus of what you build a home. Shalom, there should be Shalom Bayis, and the house should be built on Taylor. Shalom, it says, And Rav says, Chaim Mamish, be gesund. So these are three ingredients. You have gesund, shalom bayis, and a house built on Torah values. Then you'll have shalom bayis. Then you'll have a good marriage. Omer, Abchanan, Sholom, Shlomo is saying that three shaloms in the world, that three dreams, if you dream about them, they're a sign of peace. No, he dreamt about a river, Tzipa, he dreamt about a bird, or Kedele, he dreamt about a pot. No, like a river of peace. Tzipa, protect you. And Kedele, Hashem, Tishpe, Shalom, Lanu. Abish will place, and Tishpe is a word you usually use for a pot, you place on the stove. I'm not sure if you ever dream about a pot. But if you dream about these three things, there's a sign it'll be Shalom in your life. Amr Chanina, Chanina says, Ubigdele, Shem, Babosh, you dream about a pot that has no flesh in it. Uporshu, because it says in the pasuk, uporshu, they spread out kasha basir, that they're like in the pot, ube basim terkalachas, and the meat is in the cauldron. So that means the meat was not in the pot, was somewhere else. That's when it's a good sign of that a pot itself is a sign of shalom. You see a river in your dream. Yashkim, you should get up. And right away say the following pasuk, because the river can be a good sign and a bad sign. And in fact, any dream that you have, if it could be good or it could be bad, right away go come up and say something good. So you remember, if you say that, chalem, you go after the pe, even your own pe. Madach, a stranger has the power to go ahead and interpret your dream, and then surely you yourself can turn it around. For example, you saw a dream you saw a river in your dream. You should say, "Hini noita lekinar shalom," which would be a sign of peace. Koydim shekadmen pasach, before the other pasuk might turn around and come to frek, where it says, "Ki yove kinar tzal," like a narrow river, and Abisha blows him. No, it's not a good thing. If you see a bird in your dream, yashkim, the first thing you say, "Kitzi parafus ken yogin," and Abisha take care of us like a bird that flies. Koydim shekadmen pasach, another pasuk about a bird which is not so good. Ketipin noidedes min kana. That just like a tzipa that wanders about from the reeds, and just to a person also wanders about aimlessly. We don't want that pasuk. How do you get a pot in your dream? Yashkiv yem Hashem tishpei shalom. Long days just replace shalom by us. Koydim shikad memru pasuk achad. Before the other pasuk can take place, where it says shvois hesir and shvois hesir shvois, that you put it on and you take it off. You don't want that pasuk. How do you know? How do you say grapes in your dream? Yashkiv yem. The first thing you say is a kanovim b'midbar, like the grapes in the desert. That's how I found the Eden and so on and so forth. Rather than koydim shikad memru pasuk achad, another pasuk where it says anovemay, that the grapes. Was it? An avayment of grace, and that.
Sorry,
grace is poverty, isn't it? Yes. Inve roish. This is the kecha, that your grapes, you know, won't have too much or anything else. You don't want that to happen. The roish har b'chol mizir mountain in your dream. Yaskum yemim anovu al horim ragle imavasa. How beautiful is on the mountain. The people who walk there. Koyish kamim b'acha al horim esabechi the neya. The mountains I will lift over there, crying and wailing. In your dream, it's a good thing. That they blew the shofar and give it for going to war. If you see a dog in your dream, dog shouldn't behind me. Koydim she kad mena pasuk acher, before this other pasuk sort of takes precedence, where it says there that the klovim as a nefesh, the klovim are chutzpah and so on and so forth, they're going to harm you. And they don't recognize where they get the good from. Horei adi b'chol yeh lion dream yashkim yemer ayishog mila yid. If a lion screams, shouldn't everybody be scared? If the apes screams, everybody should listen. Koydim she kad mena pasuk acher, before another pasuk goes up, it says, Ola ayin mesuche, that the ayin, a lion will come, that's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, will come from his dwelling place and destroy the base of Yiddish. How do you take a lachet b'chol? If you see your haircut in your dream, yashkiv v'yemer, you should say regarding the pasuk, but it says by Yosef, because what happened was by Yigalach, by Yachlus and Moshe, they changed the clothes, and what became good, became the king, the viceroy. Koydim shikad menu pasuk achav, with the other pasuk that can come and take effect, where it says that by Shimshon HaGibber, he says, "Oi, kim golachti v'sarmi meni koichi." That when you take a haircut, I lose all my. You told Delilah, I lose all my energy. My strength. If you see a be'er, well, in your chalom, yaskim be'er ma'im chaim. Koydim shikad menu pasuk achav, rather than the other pasuk which can come into effect, where it says there, kahokir be'er me'mer, like where's the pasuk? Kahokir be'er me'mer, like the be'er that clears from his water. So too, this will be bad for you. Now, interesting. The be'er in this pasuk does not have an aleph. So the difference is, if the be'er has an aleph, aleph is the Eibishter. If the Eibishter is the center of your life, then it'll be chayin, it'll be shalom, it'll be teda. If there's no aleph in the middle of the word be'er, then it's all tzaras. Yeah, right here. Yeah, exactly. But that's with an aleph. If we look in the pasuk, in this pasuk here, be'er is written without an aleph. But in the dream,
couple lines up.
Yeah, yeah, but there was a good thing, Shalom. Right. And Chaim, and Teda. Oh, why don't you that pasuk there? But we said three things. We said Shalom, but we said Teda, we said Chaim, life. And so I'm saying Chaim is living, and this is the opposite. You see a reed in your dream, you should get up and say, you should say the pasuk that Kona Rotzutz, that he broke the reed, it won't break. And so it's a good thing, it won't break. It'll bend over, but it won't break. Rather than this other pasuk where it says over there, that I relied on this kona totally broken. Oh, if you see it reading your dream, you should anticipate that you become wise. Remember, it says that you should use the word kona and a sign of chachma. By chachma is the same word. Kanim, you see in plural, yes, bina. It's in the next step. Bina is even greater than chachma. But that idea you had, you should understand. Remember, it says the chol kinyanecha kinei bina. With all your kinyanim, you should buy understanding. So then plural. If you see these things, if you see a melon, like a pumpkin, or koida, if you see that we have, that's a heart of palms, or that's those are the things that grow on the tree itself, that shoots from the palm day tree, or if you see kida, which is wax, or kanya, if you see a reed, kula, malu, lacham, all good stuff. Time you learn, we don't show these girds, unless you yodish shemayim b'chol koicha, which is an interesting expression. That's time yodish shemayim, but you're trying very hard. Haroye, shoy b'chol, you see an ox in your dream, yashkiv yayim, get him and say, b'chol shoy d'hodoloi, the pasuk by Yosef, that it's nice for him to be like strength like a shoy, koidim shikad men a pasuk achar, ki yigach shoy des ish, the other pasuk that the animals gore. There are five things said regarding a shoyt. If you eat from the meat, and this is about Miss Asi, it means you're rich. If you dreamt that nokhay, that hurt you, have lebonim shem nachman teira, it means you can have descendants who are sparring with each other in teira. If it bit you, yisurim boim, well, it means that's not a good sign. That you'll have all kinds of yisurim. But if it kicked you, derech rechoyken is damnoloi. That means that you can end up far away. Rochva, if you're riding the animal, then oyle gdula, means that you can become a yeshiva. But time you learned, rochva mes, that if it was right, it sounds like if you're riding it, it's a sign you're going to die, like kasha. But who's riding who? If you're on the animal, that means you can become a yeshiva. If the animal's sitting on top of you, you're right, and it's not a good sign. If you see a donkey in your dream, yeah, for sure, it's a good sign. It says, "Hini malkoch yaviloch." It says there that Daniel said, "Hini malkoch." Or the Chai said, "Hini malkoch yaviloch." Your kingdom will come, tzadik, tzadik v'noisha, and you'll be helped. Who oni v'reichav achamayr? Mashiach will come. Will be an oni reichav achamayr. So we see it's a good sign. Haroya chosel b'chol. You see a cat in your dream. Now, this is very interesting. Ba'asa de korele shun, in a place where they call it shunra. That's a good sign. Nasa lo shirano. Shunra is shirano. Nice song. However, shinra, if they pronounce it shinra, then nasa lo shinra, bad change. Interesting. So all the Polish that are called a shuruk is a E. What do they do? And an E is an E and an U is an E. So they're going to have to work this one out. Unless he actually how you pronounce it. That's all, same thing. But the word will say shinira or shirano. Different word altogether. You see grapes in a dream, levonas. If they're white, maybe it's matters about whether it's the right season, not the right season, yafas. It's a good sign. Abishchayt is black, which is ominous. Bizman, if it's the right time, yafa, it's all right. Abishalay bizman, and rice is bad. Horay, so you see a horse. Love on white, bichalay, in your dream. White horse is beautiful. Abiradim is a red horse. Binachas, if it's calm, yafa. Abiradim, if it's wild, then kosher, it's a bad sign. Haraya Yishmol b'chol, we see Yishmol Avram's son Yishmol, which the word is Shamakel, is b'chol tefillas in Ishmas. That means, well, it's a good sign. Able to listen to your tefillas. The Davke Yishmol ben Avram, Abel Yishmol, which means an Arab, Abel Taya ba'al Mustam, a nomad, loy, it's not a good sign at all. Haraya Gomel b'chol, you see a camel. And
how would you know?
If you saw a camel in your dream, that means gomel is a bad sign that you're about to pass away. But you were rescued the last minute. So you better do tshuva. I'll go down with you, Mitzrayim. I'll go up with you. Now the word gam ola sounds like gomel. So that was, I went to Mitzrayim. You should have not come out, and then at the last minute I helped you. Lachmi Rama from here, Gam Hashem Hevi Chatoscha, the Eibusha removed your sin, Loi Thomas. Here also, Gam sounds like Gomel. So the Eibusha one helped you out by seeing a camel. Okay, now the Roye Pinchas, if you see the name Pinchas in your dream, Pele Nasuloi. That means great thing, because Pinchas, remembering the Sanhedrin, that day with Zimini, seven miracles happened, a lot of miracles happened. Haroye Pilbuchom, if you see an elephant in your dream, Peloy is Nasuloi. What Pil is Peloy? Pele. Wonderful things are going to happen. Pilim, you saw a whole, you went to the zoo, you saw a whole bunch of things, a bunch of elephants, or a safari in your dream, is Pili plays Nasuloi. I, but Dan, you learn, come in the chais, yovel chom, you see any animals, a good thing, even though before we had a cat, wasn't so good. Chutz min apilu min akoiv, except an elephant and a monkey, like Kasha. Oh, the mystic, if there's a saddle on the elephant, that means you're in control, then it's a good thing. Oh, the loy mystic, that if there's no saddle, it's not a good thing. Harayo, just three more lines, finish this part. Harayo, hunne bechom, you see the fiend name hunne, hunne has a nun in it. Nes nasle, it's a nes will happen to you. If you see, chanina has two nuns. Chananya, yoichanon, nisim nisim nasle. Very difficult to understand it. The word is, if the idea is you have a name with the letter Nun, then why say Adam? So say people who lived before. Why Huna? Unless this was said in the times of Rab Huna, and Rab Huna was a god Lador, so they're saying Huna.
Common name at that time.
Could be. And Chanina, Chananya, and Yechanan, actually the name itself, it means good.
Chain.
Charm. Haroya, which is Tumalai. Haroya, no, okay, we'll stop here already. Thank you, Mitzvah Shabbos.